heart and soul of a nation, beckons the call. The voice of our forefathers heard in the distance.
A house divided against itself cannot stand.
To reclaim our honor.
Our soul. The challenges of a generation call out. Future generations hang in the balance. We choose liberty. This is the voice of a nation.
The nation.
And now, Malcolm.
You know, we are dominated, our lives are, by social media, by search, and by the news media. So all this information coming into us, I've been thinking a lot about the election, of course, and what we're dealing with right now. And every day, it's the same sort of thing. We're in echo chambers again, as always. And, you know, we're hearing the drip, drip, drip of information as we continue to battle every state and every situation to make this an honest election. But it goes deeper than that. It should really start to think about, how did we get here? How exactly did we get here? You know, I remember back when Apple really was just for the graphics people. And remember that when it was really all Microsoft and Windows. And you had to pay every year for those Windows subscriptions. And they kind of pulled you in that way. But that was really the only game in town. And so you had all the Windows base and you got the new Windows thing and they updated it and you went and paid the fee. And but that was that. And then you remember Google, they started kind of giving everything for free. It was, oh, my God, you can get like a free email address and you can get like you can search on there for free and all. And then they had all the documents and all the things that kind of, and I remember at the time it rivaled sort of what Microsoft had been doing. And it was really the transformation of a lot of the stuff that really was the start where we thought it was kind of interesting. They were giving it for free. Never did we realize that we were going to be the product. We were going to be the ones that are going to be sold to the highest bidder. We kind of didn't really know that then. We just thought, oh, it's a novice idea. These people are pretty cool, pretty good. They're giving it to us for free. And so we've seen this kind of drip, drip, drip happening over the last couple of decades now. We expect to get all this for free. And Google started, really was one of the first ones to open that up. And then, of course, all the social media was also free. We still sort of weren't catching on that we were the product, that we were being sold out. And part and parcel is the people who run these big tech oligarchs here that they are. And we didn't really realize what their political ideologies are or what their means were, what their motives really are. What were they really looking to accomplish? I just thought it was kind of cool. We were getting a lot of tools for free. I don't think we ever considered this was going to come back to haunt us years later. Now, when you see the kind of information or disinformation, depending how you look at it, I guess, that is pushed out there. And where do we get our information from? Well, most of the people, I mean, a large chunk of the United States are getting their news from social media. We've seen that been building over the years for sure. According to a Harris poll, more than 40% of Americans trust the information in these social media tools. And now recently with the COVID-19 vaccines, they're saying, yeah, Harris poll, 40% are trusting all that information about the COVID-19 vaccines and all the stuff they see on the social media platforms. And nearly about 70% of Americans believe social media platforms should aggressively monitor information on their sites about COVID-19 vaccines and remove any information they consider misleading. That in the core of it has gone to be the problem. If you've got 70% of Americans, if this is accurate, people, and you've got 70%, think about this, please, 3/4. I mean, you're talking 70%. If that's for real, are really believing that the social media platforms, that they should aggressively, is the word they use, monitor information on the sites about, well, in this particular case, COVID-19 vaccines, but this could be about anything. That this whole disinformation thing has been a big deal. And so that's an interesting place to start when we look at this. And a lot of this caught my eye when I seen the news bulletin come out about Twitter. You see this here, this recent news bulletin that they are going to take down false claims about COVID-19 vaccine. So again, like everything else they're doing, like they did with the Hunter Biden story with the New York Post, as they've done with the whole Russia disinformation campaign and all of these political machinations here. Now they're going to do the same thing again on the vaccine. So is anything edgy or controversial they are putting their hands? I mean, these people are clearly, you know, Section 230, I mean, it's a joke. These people are clearly publishers. I mean, they've been that way right along. It's an absolute joke that we're still having this conversation. And the politicians, they just keep having these hearings, you know, every year, and nothing really gets done. Maybe it will. We're seeing some signs of antitrust being questioned now, and there are other things happening we'll talk about today. But so this latest one, Twitter. So listen to this. Get a load of this now. They're planning to remove posts that contain what it deems harmful or misleading information about COVID-19 vaccines, okay? And this is their latest effort now, they say, to slow the spread of false claims related to the pandemic. Now, these are things that they consider misleading. I mean, this is opinion-based. This is all opinion, people, because, listen, you can have as many doctors say that vaccines are fabulous for you as many that would say they're a danger to you. Don't, I mean, and this is about with any topic, people. Nothing's 100%. Let's be clear. Nothing is 100%. It's all opinion-based. And it's always been that way. It's always going to be that way. It's just that somebody's trying to play judge and jury. And specifically, it's those who hold the power. And those who hold the power, it's what means are they up to? What is their agenda? What, you know, their agenda base? And what are they really up to? You have to look at, again, these oligarchs running these tech companies and the media outlets, too. It's not just them. It's the news media as well. It's all of it. Absolutely. All this information that's coming at people 24/7, you know. So under the new rules, Twitter says it will remove tweets that suggest vaccines are used to cause harm to populations, false claims that have been widely debunked about the adverse impacts of receiving vaccines, and posts that suggest COVID-19 isn't serious and therefore doesn't warrant a vaccine. We're focused on mitigating misleading information that presents the biggest potential harm to people's health and well-being, Twitter says in their official statement, just put out here, it's brand new, okay? And so they plan to begin enforcing these new hard, fast rules here on the 21st of December, by the way. So it's right upon us here. And so this is just, you know, I'm thinking here already, because in the back channels here with the network, I haven't really dived into a lot of this yet, but I will be. I can see this is already going to be a problem for us, and a problem on the network here, and a problem for me on the show, and a problem to bring honest information to you, because I'm getting barraged over here, and I can see it right here on the sphere of a lot of our connections and relationships and brilliant doctors and others out there who are telling me, and I mean, they're feeding me a lot of information that are very questionable. And again, I haven't dived into all this yet, but I will be within the vaccine world, because this is pushing out there. And you're starting to see some of the news stories that are less than favorable. How much of that will be reported or not is questioned as well. But we're only on the tip of this thing right now, because and it's very edgy. It's very controversial. These vaccines, whether you agree or don't, or whether you agree they were rushed to market or not, or that's not even the point of really what I want to talk to you about today. Although that these are all serious questions, you know, that need to be asked and need to find answers to. But really where I'm at today with you is what gets me with this story is not so much all those questions, although they're real. It's that you have outfits like Twitter and Facebook and Google and others that are now, again, going to censor the COVID-19 business and the vaccine business, that they've been censoring everything else. And they admit it right here. And it's amazing that these people can talk out of one side of their mouth and then the other side of their mouth or say something different. And then they have the audacity to talk about the fact that they think they deserve to have the Section 230 still in place and have the liability protections not to be sued as publishers, which, as you know, is just total rubbish at this point, for sure. So this is an eye opener that caught me again with Twitter, and it just tells you where this thing is going. And you see the reports, and if you're questioning me, that's just you go to the Wall Street Journal and take a look at those reports, or probably any of the media publications, I guess. Again, everybody's twisting and tainting the information to what their agenda is. So I almost hesitate to tell you where to go exactly to get information, because it's really hard to know. The truth of the matter is, you know. So the fact that, again, the majority of people, you've got 70% of Americans that are saying, OK, we believe that, you know, social media and others should crack down. That's mind boggling. These people have lost their collective minds. This would define the word sheeple. And if it is 70%, well, that's from both political parties, obviously. It's a vast majority of Americans, if these are accurate. And whatever it is, it's ridiculous on its face. I mean, that, you know, I would really expect to look at a number like that in a poll like that. And to be honest with you, I mean, I'd be much more comfortable if it was around 10%, meaning 10% were lunatics or really hard, fast sheeple. But when you start talking over 50%, now you're talking majority. And now that worries me, because it tells you the trajectory of the country is not headed in a healthy place. This all rivals free speech. You know, it rivals everything we stand for. The fact that you can't have a different opinion today, because then they put you under the cloak of disinformation, and they call you out and they ridicule you and they make fun of you and all of this kind of stuff. And it all falls neatly into that whole part of it. USA Today just reported here about 2 weeks ago here, 9 in 10 Republicans and independents who lean towards the Republican Party say it's at least somewhat likely that social media platforms censor political viewpoints they find objectionable, up slightly from 85% in 2018. And this is Pew Research now Center, fairly typically somewhat you hope reliable, but kind of hard to really know anymore, to be honest with you people. Point is, 9 in 10, some pretty hefty numbers. Even if it's 6 in 10, 7 in 10, it's still a majority. And they are saying, you know, that clearly, I think the vast majority of Republicans, conservatives, surely know that these social media platforms are censoring, even though they deny it and they look in your eyes or they look in the politician's eyes when they get up to Washington for these hearings. They deny it all, and they look right at you and lie right through their teeth. And they're doing it all and through their algorithms, of course, and all of that. And a lot of the times it's the way they word things as well, keep in mind. And I pointed that out the other day to you. Somebody will throw something out there and it may sound like, oh, OK, that's maybe true. And it's how they word it, meaning that, you know, it really means something different. There's a lot of that going. I mean, that's the height of propaganda right there. But there's a lot of that out there. It's about impossible to get a new level of truth, people. It's really worrisome, I got to tell you. Really, really, genuinely worrisome where we're headed. A lot of what I'm talking about today, this is really the core of the problem we're having in our nation. I truly believe with all of it. We wouldn't be having the troubles with an election in 2020 if what I talk with you today about, this disinformation in social media, in search engines, and the news media, we wouldn't be having a problem. We'd have some level of honorability, and we'd be able to trust the election and trust the results and trust the findings and the news cycle. But it's so twisted and tainted. And the more I think about it, I think we're probably screwed, because, you know, what are the options really? Do you want it to be state run and then, you know, be more of a socialist communist country? Plenty of those around the world. So do you make it state run and then they control the information they put out with the politicians and all of that? You know, that's what you got there. Or, you know, then you got all this other here, and then you've got to break up the monopolies, get antitrust suits, and that gets messy as well. And that's tricky, because then we can get into the whole stifling growth and all of that. And, you know, it was a lot simpler when we were just breaking up Ma Bell in the day. That was a hell of a lot simpler. But today, everything's a monopoly in all these groups here. But the bigger problem, I'm thinking, is that again, it's just something I've been talking about for years. It's the left. It is the really people that have more socialist tendencies, certainly far liberal or regressive, if you will. These are the ones that seem to be investing heavily or buying up all of these newspapers, televisions, cable, you know, clearly social media, search. That's the problem you're having, people. And so we can sit all day and complain how unfair it is, but we've really created this whole environment. We've created it. And it really is. I try to think about this and step back a minute and look at it all. And we've created this entire disaster we have. And I don't think there's an easy fix, no matter what they do or how much antitrust you want to jump up and down and yell and scream, because, you know, unless anybody who was in a position of power, unless we had to somehow pass some sort of a regulation that they had to take a lie detector test on a regular basis, had to put an oath under oath and take a lie detector test, and we could read your minds. Maybe that's where we're going in the future with the AI world. And we'll know where everybody is and stuff, you know, what they're thinking in those futuristic movies. But other than that, how the hell do we know? You're just dealing with people's biases. Everybody's got bias. Everybody's got an agenda. I mean, come on, everybody does. Just about everybody. I don't know of anybody who doesn't, other than me, you know. But I mean, everybody about does. Everybody's got their own bias or agenda or whatever they're trying to preach, whatever brand of Kool-Aid they're trying to push out there, you know. So you think about it, and there really is no easy fix here, is what I'm suggesting to you. There's no easy fix with any of this. This is an environment we've created, we bought onto ourselves, and we're suffering the consequences of it right now. And now what gets me is we get on and every day we talk about the same echo chamber news cycle and, you know, about the same problems every day. And they really never get better because the whole fabric of all of this is it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. It's a disaster. And it's because the people who are running this are they don't have our best interest at heart, people, I'm sorry to say. And the other problem is, as I state with you up front with the Harris poll deal, that, you know, you got 70% think that social media should be heavily censoring that information. We're in trouble. You know, that information, that's not up for them to censor. You know, the whole idea of social media was to be social. It was the idea of connecting people, of putting it out there. And now they've become news platforms, really, which is really a stretch. I mean, it's a far stretch, people, but that's what Americans, many of them are. Now I know they're not, they're garbage. Social media is total garbage out there. It's all it is. It's opinion-based garbage and a lot of it. But that's the whole intent. And for them to put their hands on the scale and then determine what's fair and what's not fair with all of these things, like, you know, the most vivid example in recent days, people, is the Hunter Biden story. That's as vivid and clear as it could possibly be. And there was only one reason, which was obvious, as to why they put their hands heavy on the scale before the election, right? The pre-election. And then post-election, it's a different story. Now, you see some of these stories in some of these polls, and then you've seen that where they say, well, here's a story, like whatever, and it's constant. And you say, well, how much, like, for instance, the Swalwell one of the recent scandal here in recent days. Okay, Swalwell and the sleep and having sex with the China spy, the espionage and all that. And, you know, not a big deal for a lot of people, right? And how much of that do you think there is in government and corporate America? Well, you see the signs of that in the last many days. We're in a whole heap of trouble there as well. But you see, that story heavily censored. Now, Swalwell is liked, admired, one of the favorites from clearly the media news outlets and organizations with this far left crazy agenda. He's, you know, another crazy guy. And you see the reports. Well, how much time do you think CBS, ABC, NBC, and all spent on that story? And then you see 0%, 0%. And most often on these stories, it's 0% across the board. And occasionally you might get one that might say, well, they spent, 62 seconds or something, You might even, if you're lucky, you might get that. But most often it's 0, 0, 0. It's like the Jeopardy question. Oh, you won, And you have to, you're going to think, are these people in the news business? Or what kind of business are they in? I mean, what is their ultimate goal, people? What are they trying to do? I mean, these are legitimate stories. Why aren't you covering them? But yet, if it's another politician with a different angle or thought process, like this was Jim Jordan. Oh, my God. Do you think they would censor that, people? Come on, be real with me. Do you really think they would censor that? Yeah. In our really struggle with disinformation versus on one side over here versus the diversity of opinion over here, the difference between these worlds. And you have to really step back again, people, and think about all this a minute and think about, where are we getting all this information and what is the end game with these organizations? Because it's become so widespread now. It's one time we only had to contend with CBS, ABC, and NBC, three big networks, but that's no longer the case. That thing has been expanded, a hundredfold now. Not beyond that, all the cable channels, but then all the social media and all the online stuff. And it's a big world out there now of information and disinformation coming at you 24/7. But I think part of my complaint here is within the social media fabric of what these big companies are really up to. What are they really trying to accomplish? And they're trying to dominate. They're trying to dominate the airwaves is what's happening. There's no other way to look at it. And they're trying to dominate the water cooler conversation, the stuff we're talking about. But they're not just trying to do it, people. They're doing it. They're succeeding in ways that I never thought possible, quite frankly. And I think that's where we're having the troubles right now, because all of this is going to manipulate elections. It's going to manipulate popular opinion. It's going to manipulate how people see all of these stories and the fact that a good part of America, they are so in the dark ages because that's all they go to is some of these networks. It's a good part of the country. They have no idea what's really happening. Yeah, I mean, it's accurate. So this whole thing is very, very complicated. And I don't see it getting any easier anytime soon, because we're so far down the road. There's no easy fix to this problem now. I think we've made a mountain of issues and problems, and I can see it happening every day here at the network. I can see what gets out there, what doesn't, the complaints, the issues we get in here. We're constantly being censored. Now, I don't sit and complain about it, cry about it, whine about it, and get out there. I mean, I don't see the value in that. But we're constantly being censored, and it's been happening for years. It started some years ago with Facebook. We're not on Facebook anymore because they censored us and removed us. But it's happening everywhere else as well. YouTube, I mean, they stopped demonetizing us about two and a half years ago, something like that. I had over 700, videos and various things on the network of the channel. And they just stopped, and then they started going and pulling videos off and throwing them back at us. They said, we don't want, and things that have been up for, good golly, a year and a half, 2 years, nothing wrong with them. Just in, like we did one on Sandy Hook. It was all fine. There was nothing wrong with it. I mean, there was no hate or no harassment or bullying. It's none of that. It was just an analysis of people's opinions or thoughts. So, you cover the story, whatever it is back then, right? It was up there for a while, and then all of a sudden they didn't like it. And they said, well, this is off of our network. I guess they didn't like the title of it or something. I don't know, but it was a fine thing. It was it was a very generic title and a generic thing. But they didn't like the reference to Sandy Hook because it didn't meet their objective. Do you follow me, what I'm saying? And that sort of thing, I started seeing that happen a lot. And there were quite a few of those pulled off. They pulled a whole series of those off on us. And we really, I knew it was happening, but there was really nothing I could do about it because I don't own YouTube and I don't really, it's like not my lifeblood. And so I knew it was happening, but it's like, I wasn't really going to lose sleep over this. You know, I probably should have, but it's like, you know, they kind of own it. And unless we, that's why, you know, just, last week, about a week and a half ago, Dinesh D'Souza was saying to me, you really got to go try Rumble. You got to go get on Rumble because, and I guess this is the new one that they think is going to rival YouTube a little bit is Rumble. Interesting, huh? And I said, yeah, I'm going to check it out. I did check it out, but you know, we'll start to probably do something there. But anyways, that started slowly, but it happened, like I said, Facebook, it happened, YouTube. Now it's happening to a great deal now with LinkedIn, believe it or not. Now, I never thought LinkedIn, we'd have a problem. We've been on there for many years. Like it's been, 15 years or so, you know, so not like a new thing or something. But all of a sudden, they're in the last 2 months, really, they're throwing all these. I guess there's a lot of traffic on there for us, and people are paying attention and comments and other things, you know. And so now they're throwing posts off constantly, and they'll send us a thing and say, "Well, this doesn't meet our standards. It's bullying and harassment." And of course, it's just our idea of whatever the news might be and what, you know, one of our writers or one of our people, what their angle or thought is, but they didn't like it. And they're starting to throw all those back at us. Another thing they started to do is freeze the account, we've noticed, and they'll freeze the account and make you go through a whole series of steps and prove who you are. And that's when they start to do it, where, you know, you've gotten under their skin and they're trying to piss you off basically. So maybe you'll go the other way, you see? And so that's kind of what happens there next, you see. And we're seeing that happen a lot. And I suspect it'll start happening probably on Twitter as well, I guess. I haven't had any trouble specifically. But and again, I don't profess to be an expert with any of these, keep in mind. But I suspect I know a lot of our allies in the circle have been heavily impacted by them as well. And of course, they censor heavily. I don't know how we've managed to stay out of the weeds there. I don't really know. But they're all, so that's all sort of happening over here. You see, it's all there. And so now we're seeing a lot of other stories. Now you're seeing in the last couple of days here that, in fact, here just today, Google is hit with a third lawsuit. Now you see this one as the states are said, 38 states, by the way, and territories are filing an antitrust complaint against Google. Well, go figure, people. I mean, obviously, Google is, you know, again, I started with that. They give us all this free stuff. They kind of hooked. Well, they gave us a lot of crack is what they did, people. It was all free, as much free crack as you could possibly handle or digest in your system. They give you free documents, free spreadsheets, free PowerPoints, free email, free search, free everything. And then they got you. You see, then you're they got you right there. And that's what's happened with Google. And now you get this whole, they want it. But yeah, it's like we get so far down the road and then we start saying, oh, my God, we got a problem. Well, yeah, we're definitely got a problem. We're way down the road and now we're suffering. So you see that kind of a story there. And, you're seeing the heads of these big techs and the oligarchs are being constantly questioned and they lie to you. They lie to, well, the political leaders, clearly, they lie to Americans every day. And now you see they're trying to go after, you see the other one this past week here, 48 attorney generals in the FTC suing Facebook, alleging illegal power grabs to neutralize, love that word, neutralize. That's a cool word to use, maybe better than disinformation. They're neutralizing the rivals. So now you've got that. So now you see this really gets messy. And then you've got your networks over there, you know, zero coverage, zero. It's like Olympics where you just, you know, zero, 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 zero. And now, people, I would say the forest is on fire. I say we got problems here in America with all these antitrust suits and things happening. And we've let it happen. And now we're in a free fall where we can't control the news cycle anymore. We can't control any level of information. And it's a slow, people say, well, they're finally, the conservatives are starting. They're in the Stone Age days compared to where these other people are. I mean, the communists have They bought it all up and controlling the airwaves, people. I mean, come on. And we're sitting there saying, oh, we'll start a, you know, we'll start Parler or Gab or we'll start, you know, one of these networks. I mean, it's far gone. They own it all already. So that's the problem you're having with the elections, and you're having the problem with why nobody gets into trouble and why people like, you know, Hillary Clinton and all these people can get away with everything. And you know, because it fits the narrative of what the media is, they seem to want somehow, which is, again, blows my mind every day, stretches my imagination that there are people in our country that have that sort of an agenda. But they do, obviously. And I've had to learn that and live with it, just as you have to. But think about that. It's hard. It does stretch the mind when you think about what you think. You begin to question, what are the motives of these people? What kind of an America are they looking for? Well, it's clearly not the kind of America you and I are looking for, my friends. And that in part and parcel is the problem. This is very concerning. And I don't see a way back right now. We're deep in the forest here. And I don't know a way back, quite frankly, other than to do what we're trying to do here at America Out Loud and get, you know, real voices out there and people that want to make a difference and care passionately about the nation, respect our Constitution, respect, you know, the rule of law, respect a certain, you know, civility, you know. I mean, yeah, there's that. And we're doing our damnedest. I mean, but, you know, it's like we're in the forest and we're yelling. We're hoping as many people can hear us as possible. But, you know, the forest is pretty deep and wide. And I guess it's probably why we're going to need your help to clear some trees and make sure the airwaves and the sound get out there. Does that make sense? If you trust the information and what we're trying to accomplish here. And I think this is where, you know, my colleague Michael Johnson always saying, well, we got to get a movement together. Someone the other day put that on my ear again. People, I'm hearing that every day from passionate people who care about this nation and they see what's happening. So we got to do something. Yeah, no kidding, people. We got to do something. I mean, this thing is on fire right now and we're losing it. And then all this other stuff that's going on, it all filters back to what I'm talking to you about. This is really the story we should be having right now. And we're so caught up into the echo chamber of the news cycle, calling each other names and, oh, you rotten bastard over there, and, oh, you suck over there, and, you know, this is wrong. That's what happens here. We're in these little echo chambers. We tell each other off, and everybody's doing that sort of thing. And we're not really focused on the big picture. What I like to do here is step back and look at the big picture. What's really going on? And that's, I guess, the proposition of what I put out there to you today. It's very concerning to me. As I see these new FTC, antitrust suits come out and the Federal Trade Commission, you know, say, well, yeah, I mean, you're a little late to the dance at this point. And there was an interesting executive order, too, that President Trump had done just recently here, earlier this year. I want to remind you of that in just a moment here as well. The interesting, don't know what the hell it accomplished, but the president was well aware that they were eating our lunch and breakfast and dinner and controlling the masses. And quite frankly, sadly, he's just paid the ultimate price for that. And we're fighting for his survival right now for freedom, for our liberties. So that's what's happening. Let's take a pause. We'll continue on here in just a moment on The Voice of the Nation, just after this.
Our global experts are brilliant writers and engaging hosts on a mission of a lifetime. You'll find the latest news and inspiration on the front page of AmericaOutloud.com.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep, but it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
My fellow Americans, you've watched for decades as radical Marxists have systematically taken over some of our nation's most cherished institutions. Well, AmericaOutloud.com is fighting back with one of the fastest growing conservative media networks in the world, featuring some of the nation's most influential experts and commentators. Join us. We're in this together, and we consider you part of our family in our crusade to share the news, commentary, and agenda that can lead America back again. It is a fight for the soul of humanity. America Out Loud Talk Radio is the voice of liberty and justice for all.
Listen to Malcolm, the voice of a nation, on iHeartRadio or our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa.
Welcome back to the Voice of the Nation. And well, listen, every day, 6 and 10, catch me weekdays here on America Out Loud Talk Radio. But also subscribe on Apple Podcasts. All of our shows go to podcast within a couple of days or so after you hear them here on air on iHeartRadio. You can subscribe to the podcast as well on demand, and then you'll get the feed and can listen when you do miss it here. Same thing on Viewpoint on the weekends, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Viewpoint this Sunday is our leading news magazine every weekend. And I hope you're tuning in there regularly with us and sharing the good word. The whole idea of this was to try to put a different vehicle out there than you'd find on Fox News Sunday or Face the Nation or Meet the Press. God knows they weren't doing the job for many Americans. And that's what Viewpoint was designed for, was to give a more of an honest alternate viewpoint, if you will. And so catch at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings and 11 a.m. as Viewpoint presents, as you may know, with Michael Johns. And we host that show with him every Sunday. So 2 hours, 10 to noon, 6 to 8 later on Sunday is the encore. And those shows go pretty immediate to podcast, just after 2 p.m. Eastern time now on the podcast networks worldwide and right at the top of AmericaOutloud.com. But again, we're on all the podcast networks, my friends. So whatever your favorite is, if it's Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart, whatever it is, we're there. And you can get those links right back at AmericaOutloud.com if you like. Just go there and right under the nav bar, or right on the nav bar, you just have to go into podcast right there at the nav bar, and you'll get a lot of information there, or schedule right to the side of it is where all the talk radio is. So either it's talk radio or podcast, and or just look up America Out Loud Talk Radio. So our role here at America Out Loud is to help you be better informed and just to get the information out there. And that's our whole goal here, friends. Nothing more, nothing less. And we need your help to do that. We have amassed some of the best voices and unique people and continue to do that. And we are growing every day, and our growth is incredible, including on the shows I'm telling you about, but the platform entirely. I mean, there's all kinds of written columns and blogs and things you want to share out there. So find it all back at AmericaOutloud.com. And so I was mentioning to you before the pause about this was an executive order now that President Trump did. And he did this back in May, the end of May, in fact, this year, okay? And he created an executive order on preventing online censorship. And you may or may not recall this. But, you know, these executive orders only go so far. And the problem, of course, without proper legislation, they go away with the next president, whatever happens from cycle to cycle and term to term. So they're only as good as the moment or the time that they're effective, you see. But it always starts off, just to give you an example here, this particular executive order, by the authority vested in me as president, by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, it is hereby ordered as follows. So I say that only because as I read through this whole executive order back then, and again here as I was preparing to do this, you know, I got thinking that, well, he's really not asking much. This was a very... it was an executive order, but there's really no conclusive findings other than, well, we're going to, you know, ask the AG to do this or that, or, you know, it's like we're going to meet to be able to meet or determine when we need to meet again. So there's nothing conclusive here. And so what's happening is, you know, between executive orders coming from the White House and between these hearings that you're seeing Congress do every so often. The problem is there's a lot of talk, but no action. That's my point that I want to give to you here. And that's why I say the political class, they're not addressing these problems either. I mean, they're not doing anything to fix the problem. There is no quick, easy remedy here on any of this that I'm sharing with you, which is why I say to you, I think we're pretty far down the road. And it is what it is now. And we've got what we got. And how we get back to any sensibility is honesty and truthfulness in media is a far stretch. It's hard to say. And I mean, because you've got to be able to counterbalance that with alternative voices and alternative ideas and angles. And it's not been a strong suit for Republicans and for conservatives or patriots, or call it whatever you want, people that don't have a socialist, regressive thinking base, which just seems to be the ones who've sucked all this up and bought it all over, become ultimately wealthy. And until we counterbalance that, and I don't know if that happens in what lifetimes, because like I said, they're pretty well cemented in at this point, and we are bearing the fruit of all of this from our ignorance and stupidity both, is what I'm sorry to say, but it is a fact. And there is no other way to put that. The fruits are what we get, like everything in life, is what you put into is what you get out of it. And what's happened here is we've put nothing into the media, or the way I started this, which is the social media, the search, and the news media, which means these conglomerates and these oligarchs own it all, and they're controlling it all, which means they're controlling the information, they're controlling the cycle. Because let's face it, if you have invested heavily, or if you have a lot of skin in the game and you own it, it really does become your bias and your agenda. That's not a secret. And so at least I'm admitting that up front here. And so although we can talk about fairness and, you know, equitable answers for everybody, it's really a pipe dream, people. It's not going to happen. So listen, we can sit in our echo chambers. We can sit on, you know, or people can sit on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and bitch all day long, which is really what's happening. And nothing is going to change. Or Google search, or the free Gmail, or the free whatever, nothing is going to change. Because you've already subscribed and bought into the theory and the process that you are the product. You've already done that. The America has done that. We're talking about, 99% of America has done that. Very few have been able to stay off of that brand of crack. It is well-versed out there in everybody's life, to one degree or another. I mean, it's very, I can hardly think of anybody who doesn't have their leg or hand in the water here somewhere. I mean, it's impacting your life somewhere, somehow. So that's what you got here. It's a mess, people. It's an absolute mess. So it does a couple of things for me personally. It makes me edgy, for sure. And because I see we're under the control of these oligarchs and these people, and I'm really edgy about it, if you can't tell that, it's not a laughing matter. And on the other hand, and on the other side of the conversation, it becomes a bit of an opportunity for people like me who want to make a massive difference out there and want to do it fairly and equitably and value the diversity of opinion and the diversity of America and our Constitution and our rights and our Bill of Rights. And, you know, people, someone like me who so values that, the core of what that is, it again, always comes back to the fight of good and evil. And that is surely what we're talking about today on every level that there possibly is. So anyways, that executive order, let me go through a couple of things with this because nothing really came of this. And then between that and the antitrust things right now, and I think I want you to be informed of what we're up against. And I also, we need to be making better decisions. I'm at the point right now of making some more decisions for me personally on the network, as far as, you know, I'm really strongly considering leaving YouTube permanently. I'm considering leaving some other outfits, which I don't need to name right here. But so I'm practically looking at these things just as I left Facebook and as I'm doing others, you know, and these are decisions we're going to have to make as a people. Because if we're still hanging around and playing in the lion's den and we're getting our asses bit on a regular basis, it is our own fault and our own problem, people. So at some point, we got to say uncle and call it a day and move on. And my message is to all of you out there to please understand this, okay? So let's try to figure this out together. And if you have some ideas or thoughts or, again, back to a movement or things we can do, let's talk about it. I mean, I'm open-minded to these things, and I'm having a lot of conversations in the back of the house here with a lot of interesting people. Believe me, we're looking for answers. We are looking for real solutions here to help us move forward for some level of salvation for our nation. Because if we don't start to do something, there is going to be no country left. We are deep in the forest now, as I say, and the wrong people are controlling the airwaves and the environment. And that should scare the hell out of you, people. It should scare the hell out of you. And I got to tell you this, once Donald Trump is out of office, whenever that is, and that's not today's conversation, but whenever that happens, it's going to be even that much harder because they're going to crack down even more. And they're going to crack down on his feeds even more. I suspect they're going to blow them up and pull them off of him. They're going to find ways or fault to do that with. And again, they don't care. They own it. We are really their bitches. And that is the way it is. We are the product. We bought into it. And we will need to suck it up and deal with it now. You see where I'm at? And that's just the level of truth. And until you get 230 and you begin to pull that up, or you hit these people where it counts, or you get the FTC to blow them all up. But even that, it's not going to fix anything initially. I mean, we're still going to use those services, and they're still algorithming us to death, and they still own us. They own our brains and our thought processes, the majority of the people, and maybe not me, and possibly maybe not you. I don't really know because I don't know your life specifically, but you know what I'm saying? But if you fall into all of this other and you're just going on social media every day and acting like robotic and getting all the news cycles and pushing all out, you're just swimming in it, people. You're absolutely swimming in it. And maybe you don't want to hear this. And I hope you're big enough and brazen enough to hear the God's honest truth or the out loud truth. But no sense of sugarcoating this, right? Let's put it out there so we can solve the problem together. And, you know, you have some legitimate ideas and thoughts. I want you to email me them. You've heard me talk about talk at AmericaOutLoud.com or our other address, but let me do this. You know, back when I started in radio and I left the advertising world, I had my main address was speakup@MalcolmOutLoud.com. Speakup@MalcolmOutLoud.com. And I would always say, listen, if you got something positive or something good to say or something we can move the ball forward with, email it that. And then I also had an email address, and these are both functional real addresses. I'm going to give you the second one right now. And I always said, well, because I love the diversity of opinion in America. And if you have a complaint or a problem, or you just want to bitch at me or something else, then please email that to shutup@MalcolmOutLoud.com. And that is a real email address. It does work. And we do get them in. But I haven't used them in a while. I used to use them back when I was doing just the one talk radio network, before America Out Loud, and I was on the AM dial, the terrestrial dial, if you will, on a top station. And but that's where you can, everything's expanded well beyond the terrestrial dial. Now you don't get in the car anymore and just turn the dial. You pull the apps up and now look to see what's playing. But anyways, there's the two addresses. I've been wanting to put them out there. This seems like an opportune time to do it. Speak up at MalcolmOutloud.com. You got something great to say? Do it there. Or shut up at MalcolmOutloud.com. If you got something profoundly negative to say, you send it there as well if you like. So there you go. Okay. That gives you both opportunities for the diversity of opinion. And I do get them all in here. I get a lot of different opinions in. And I don't mind it. I don't mind the alternate opinion than mine. It doesn't. I don't need to people just to be in an echo chamber. People have diversity of opinion, and you know, quite frankly, if we can open our minds and look at some of that, we can probably solve some of the problems in the world rather than to just stay in our echo chambers and listen to ourselves all day long. Doesn't really do it, does it? We're not going to get anywhere there. So the president in that executive order back in May 2020, there, okay. He said, free speech is the bedrock of American democracy. Our founding fathers protected this sacred right with the First Amendment to the Constitution. The freedom to express and debate ideas is the foundation for all of our rights as a free people. Now, I love that, and I've been wanting to read that to you. That's right at the top of that executive order that President Trump initiated back in May 2020. And I just love that paragraph. Clearly, that speaks everything to me because I'm a patriot, understand our constitutional rights, and that's our privilege right there, okay? And he says next, in a country that has long cherished the freedom of expression, we cannot allow a limited number of online platforms to handpick the speech that Americans may access and convey on the internet. This practice is fundamentally un-American and anti-democratic. Well, he's right. But Mr. President, they're doing it, and you know they're doing it, and they're going to continue to do it because of everything I laid out here today, which is the point I wanted to make to you folks. See, this executive order, you can pound the table and blow smoke all day up people's ass, but it's not going to do anything. And then you can do 100 more of these executive orders, and they're not going to accomplish anything. They already own it. We're deep in the forest. We've bought into this thing, and now we are sort of screwed at the moment. I need you to be aware of that today. That's the goal of this, is for you to please be aware of what we're dealing with. So, you know, because a lot of you are still, I got friends and people around me that are still building empires on YouTube. They think YouTube is a joke. It's an absolute joke. They censor everything on YouTube because it's Google. It's Alphabet. And they're censoring everything. So if you're building an online mega something, you're wasting your time. Just blow it away and forget about it. Get the hell off of YouTube. I don't find any value there whatsoever. It's just a media source. It's free. Back to the product. And we've succumbed to it. But they are censoring everything. And they demonetized many conservatives. And they're pushing what they want out there. In fact, they've got notices all over everything. Disinformation and election disinformation and stuff they have no business doing. That was not the idea of this medium, is to, you know, people to put the videos up there and then we're going to tell you what's this. It's not your opinion, YouTube, Alphabet, Google. It's not your opinion, and we really don't care. And that's the problem, people, see? So Section 230, the president mentions in that executive order, was designed to address early count decisions holding that if an online platform restricted access to some content posted by others, it would thereby become a publisher of all the content posted on its site for purposes of torts such as defamation, tort reform, but torts such as defamation. And so you become a publisher, and see, they had sort of a pass. You can go past, go collect 200, do the whole thing. All these social media outlets have had that. They've had their cake and they've been eating it too handsomely. And the thing about it is, you know, even back in May there, the president started talking about the fact that they were putting label in things. He has it in here where they were starting to label things, but by golly, they've gotten so much more than that now because they are absolutely labeling things now. They're putting those warning notices on everything. In fact, if you look at the president's feed on Twitter, you're going to be hard pressed not to see that warning label to tell you it's election disinformation and fraudulent, and it's been unclaimed, and it's basically telling you you're full of you know what, and that your opinion doesn't mean anything, that you have no free speech. And they're doing it to the president of the United States. They're certainly going to do it to you and I. Okay, so you see what's happening now. And so this executive order meant nothing, people. That's all I'm saying. It meant nothing. And so all these hearings mean nothing also. And they just keep meeting up there to feel good. I mean, you had 48 attorney generals and the FTC sue Facebook, alleging illegal power grabs to neutralize the rivals. Well, of course they're doing that. They bought all the rivals up. They have a certain philosophy there. I mean, you've read it, I'm sure. I'll read it to you right here. Facebook has ensured that any company that is innovating is just destroyed, copied, killed, or acquired. That's the modus operandi of Facebook. And this is the Sally Hubbard, the former antitrust lawyer in New York's office of the attorney general and author of the new book, Monopoly Suck. I love that. And you know, this is kind of one thing that could unite the left and the right a little bit too, or not the crazy left now, but somewhere to the more central left. Okay, that makes sense, because the crazy left, they're the ones who own all this stuff. And that's why we're partly screwed here. That's what we're dealing with, people, now. And then again, the latest news here just today, Google hit with third lawsuit as U.S. states sue over search monopoly. Google absolutely has a search monopoly. I mean, they are controlling the information, even though they said they wouldn't do it back in the summertime when they had the hearings and Jim Jordan questioned the CEO of Google. He said, no, he said, I promise you, I'm not going to do it. And of course he's doing it. They did it through the whole election cycle. They've been doing it with all the stories. They've been doing it with all of the Hunter Biden stories. They've been doing it with every story they don't want. And they've been doing it with the COVID vaccines now and everything else, because these people are on a different agenda. They're looking for a globalist United States as part of this. It's not a conspiracy theory. It is a plan, though. It is a conspiracy, because these people are doing it. And you are the product. You've signed on to be their bitches. And that's where we fall today, people. And this is a fact of life. And I can't, there's no other way for me to say this, but when you it's really concerning for me. When you look at the amount of lawsuits that are going on and all the garbage and nothing is resolved, and we really have very little skin in the game anymore, we are really being run and controlled by the big socialist, communist, left agenda. Globalists unite. That's who's controlling all of the airwaves, all of the news media, the ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, across the board, Fox News, all of them, all put in that one handbag, people. And all the search and all the social media and people, disinformation is alive and well, and it's absolutely everywhere. And we can't seem to balance that with the diversity of opinion. And people are not intelligent enough to go find what the hell their real opinion is. They're just, all this is being jammed down their throat, you know, that, you know, elections are honest and honorable, vaccines are good, COVID is going to kill you, lockdown, shut down, be quiet, sit home, we'll send you another $600 stimulus relief. Now move it along, please. The checkout line is moving quick. That's where we find ourselves, people. Yeah, I've got to tell you what, it's if you want to talk about anything, let's talk about things that matter. Let's talk about things that we can make a difference with, right? Let's get out of the echo chamber a little bit and talk about what we got to do to fix the problem. That's what we need to be doing. That's what I'm trying to do here with you. So my fellow Americans, we have a genuine problem here. I'm blowing the horn here again, the megaphone from sea to shining sea. We are in a heap of trouble right now in this nation. A heap of trouble. And I'm sad to say it, but the disinformation campaign and what's happening on the airwaves, it has taken over the collective thoughts of millions and tens and hundreds of millions of Americans every day. And we are succumbed to the echo chamber and the megaphone of a globalist one world march agenda to the far reaches of the universe. And I don't even know what the hell is on that side of the universe, and it scares the hell out of me. And on that note, it's time to get involved and get loud.